Oh. never lie them. Though it seems like some diamond, he's mighty slow. But long-suffering and love him, to give everyone a chance him. When he sees it has ended him, he descends in his wrath.
At that day,
shall bring forth my people.
Conform them to the image
of my Son Jesus Christ.
Then
I'll write my name,
the name of the Father,
in their forehead,
and I'll open a new age.
I'll tell you how it'll be.
From the least to the greatest,
they'll all know me.
And even the little children,
though be a suckling babe,
play on a hole of an asp,
and not be afraid.
They handle a cockatrice and
shall not hurt them,
for they live in the power
of their mighty Father.
By the grace of my son,
I give my life unto them.
They receive it by faith,
and I bring him forth in them.
Then he brings them unto me,
and I clothe myself on them.
I write my name
in their forehead.
Listen again.
I'll tell you how to be.
Not be like the order of Satan.
And religious men.
One great man.
And all a little bit underlings.
From the least to the greatest.
They'll all know me.
Like the world has never seen.
Opened my new age,
with fire and glory,
with fire and glory,
with grace and love,
with grace and love,
and Satan destruction,
and Satan destruction,
and open my new
aim
that lasts forever.
Let him tell you how to pray.
Now I'll give you the chapter and the verse. So all the unbelievers won't say that I made it up out of my mind. But listen to Jesus. Speak out of the scripture. John the 16th chapter, the 23rd verse, and listen to him speak, so you'll know how to pray. And in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say, unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you.
Before you, in the name and person of Christ,
and in obedience,
I ask you for my needs, and
I ask you for my needs,
and for my ministry, that I might do your will
in all the earth.
In the person of Jesus,
that you have made me,
in his name,
I ask thee
for the covenant of angels,
to camp about me,
the legion you promised.
Through Jesus, your Son.
Now say they have been.
They have been sin.
And I look around.
See them camped all around.
Just look at them while you're singing out. Look at them.
Little big and outside, a little and moving inside.
Has been given unto me You're no respect a person. And said concerning the works of my hand and command you me. Ha.
Of Jesus.
And in his name.
And I ask you now.
For the covenant of fire. That destroys your enemy Satan. Jesus. So in his name I ask him. In his person I say. I ask for my need. Then I say they have been met. By grace through faith.
Talking about
when he said the kingdom of heaven suffereth
violence
and the violent ones
in their acts of faith
are the ones that enter in
By grace through faith.
By grace through faith.
Ha, ha, ha.
Of the flesh,
and
profit nothing.
So little fleshly prayer
that you've been
cheaping.
He hadn't even been listening.
That's the reason you didn't get an answer.
He was waiting for you to claim
him
by grace through faith.
By grace through faith.
Because in the flesh, and
when you cheat to him,
you pray in your own name,
and he doesn't even know you.
Cause
through his son,
he gave you a new name.
Destroy
that old flesh,
and brought forth Jesus.
Moving around you.
You're just beginning.
Lord,
open their eyes where they can see him.
Righteous shall be,
the righteous
shall be as bold as a lion,
as bold as a lion.
Cause I'm in them,
and when I roar,
everything trembles,
and Satan hunts a hole
to hide in,
but no hiding place.
The mountains flee away,
and the rocks uncover him,
so I might destroy him.
Ha!
That's the promise of your father.
For this kingdom.
This new Jerusalem.
That he calls Zion.
We meet together.
And we roar out faith.
To build up ourselves.
For our trips and journeys.
In that day,
the young lions
that dwell in Zion
shall roar in the street.
Nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. that these things have I spoken unto you in parables, proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say none unto you, I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. Oh, I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now we are sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. I'm persuaded of the same thing, that he knows just how to do it, and I just do it his way. If I change it anyway, then I have made him a liar. And I've said, well, you didn't come from the Father, so I can do it my way. I'm persuaded that he knows just how for us to pray. Two ways that he tells us to pray. He says, talk to me and ask me. He said, in my name, in my person, come to the Father and ask him. Didn't he? Why? He said, at that day, the Father and I will be one. In the seventh suffering of Jesus Christ, out in the outer court, his body was burned to a crisp. Out in the outer courts of heaven, in his seventh suffering, he gave himself, fulfilling the sacrifice order of God that they burned a daily sacrifice out in the outer court until for the continuation of God's kingdom in the earth, for their children of generations that they didn't even know about, they burned that sacrifice before God for faith, in faith, bearing judgment on the people of future generations, their descendants of future generations. God commanded it so. Because herein is the law of God. He said, now the sacrifice in the inner court takes care of this generation. Burnt offering in the inner court takes care of this generation. But said, now if this generation falls into disobedience, then if there's not some kind of sacrifice for them for the next generation, said, I must judge them and I must destroy them. So Jesus, according to Paul, to fill all things, he suffered in the outer court till he filled all things. And his body became without form. Just burned to a crisp, fulfilling the Old Testament prophet that said, my son's body is without form. I must bring him unto me, lest he blow away in the wind. Jesus' father reached and got him, pulled him inside of him. That's right. Whoa. And took the testimony of his burning sacrifice out there on the court, outer court, for your generation and mine, and he preserved that last gasp, that last breath, that last burning mass of flesh and blood, and hung it right up over the throne, on the horns of the unicorn above the throne. And there it stands shining as a daily sacrifice for all, waiting and suffering. That testimony of suffering there until God's people come in. The only one can stop his suffering is the obedient people of God. When the remnant of the obedient people come in, God said, I cool his body in their body, my church in earth. But in the rest of that burning body, said, I told you I'm going to judge the world by Jesus Christ.
fulfilling the prophet Isaiah said, I turn the horns of that unicorn down that throne. Prophet Isaiah said, with the horns of the unicorn shall he pursue his enemies to the end of the earth. He said, I turn the horns of that throne down with the rest of that fire and brimstone, the burning of Jesus in judgment. And he said, I fling it on the enemy. He said, I pursue him to the end of the earth. There he hangs, your daily sacrifice for you to look at him, just like the brazen serpent in the wilderness. Have a need come up in your life, just look at him by faith. You'll feel that fire and that blood, fire flesh and fire blood breathe down through you, meet that need. Because it's there for you for love, preserved for the disobedient for judgment. With the horns of the unicorn shall I chase them to the ends of the earth. Again, the psalmist David said, thou shalt save me from the horns of the unicorn, where I hang suffering. Terrible thing, but it's true. Suffering, why? Because of the disobedience of people. Disobedience of mankind that built their own church and had their own ways would not give him a body to live in, but his suffering might be cool. And this is the reason the long-suffering of God has come to an end. Ooh. I looked and I saw the burning body of Jesus, suffering and crying, floating around in the air. And I heard a voice speaking, he has nobody, nobody to dwell in, no church in earth. Shook me just about like it's shaking you. Ooh, ooh, or more so. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And I looked and I saw him ascend back in heaven. A voice spoke, I'll suffer some more, until in love I possess my body, my body of obedience, my church in earth. Ah, what can we say?
Oh, what can we say
to these things?
To these
things. Yes, Lord.
Oh yes, Lord.
I'll obey in faith.
I'll obey in faith.
And let you place,
and let you place
me in your body.
Me in your body.
You'll have a place,
you'll have a place,
a place of your rest,
a place of your rest.
Ooh. 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 Floating in the air. Suffering and crying, a mass of fire,
smoke and blood,
blood and blood,
suffering and crying,
because of disobedience
of men who won't follow our Father's plan. Again, and I saw the burning body of Jesus, and I saw it burn in judgment fire. All those outside, not in his body. Those that disobeyed went down in flame. To ease your suffering, to stop your pain caused by disobedience and Satan working through man. Oh.
suffering and crime. A mass of fire,
smoke and blood,
suffering and crying,
because
of disobedience
and
of men who won't follow,
men who won't follow
our Father's plan. Caught down my seat, I'd get before this throne. Boy, I got the devil working on me some way or another. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, here is my body. In obedience, I give you to stop your pain. Build in me according to thy will, that you might have a body, a church to live in. And cool it in my obedience, my obedience of faith. I build my body all over the earth, then fulfill my word. Oh, crying in heaven ceases, rejoice together from then and forever. Wipe away all tears and all pain.
Get ready for it. 1 hour, heaven time. She starts. You know how long 1 hour is, Brother Britt?
Yes.
Don't you? And I heard a voice and tell me how long before burning judgment begins in the earth. One day, in heaven, Simon, then my burning fire of judgment begins. Let me know my calling so plain. Together in my body and ease his pain. Now the voice lets you know you're calling to. Together in obedience. Let him dwell in you and cool his body in your obedient faith, and that you all rejoice together in love you gave him a place for him to live and habitation in earth. That he flowed no more around in the air. Body of Jesus, suffering and crying, floating around in the air. And I heard a voice speak, he has nobody to dwell in, no church in earth. Because of disobedience of men who won't follow our Father's plan. I looked and I saw the burning body of Jesus with tears of love floating around in the air. Looking for a body to ease his suffering, that he live in love and suffer no more. Ah, ah, ah. sing to these things. Oh yes, Lord, I'll obey and faith them and let you blazon me in your body. You'll have a place, a place of your rest. I'll judge the world in love according to how they love my son. Will determine the reward that I do give them. And again he spoke to the David psalmist. Kiss the sun, lest he be angry with you, for in him dwell the fullness of the Father. Anything you do in love unto him is rewarded double, yea, a hundredfold. By the courts of heaven, because of your love. Oh, ah. Oh, oh. Love and thankfulness,
love and thankfulness,
set up my mind. I
set my will
to obey in faith, and the love that constraineth me to obey in faith doth now move in me and guide my life. Testimony of love shall remain in you.
I gave it to you.
as a living sacrifice,
as a living sacrifice,
obeying the word,
obeying the word,
through the Apostle Paul,
through the Apostle Paul,
present your body,
present your body,
a living sacrifice,
a living sacrifice,
that he might dwell,
that he might dwell,
day by day, and possess you a little more,
and possess you a little more,
each day.
Each day.
Ah. Daily sacrifice
for him to you,
and in this way
your reward is full.
Let he bring forth his life
through your body,
and in love you walk
in obedience.
And the faith which you work in,
by love is
yours,
the highest form of faith
in the whole creation,
is the faith which work
is
by love.
Brethren,
by the mercies of God,
present your body,
a living sacrifice,
to cool his suffering,
bring forth his plan,
bring forth his life,
in flesh and blood.
The plan of God,
the plan of God,
now complete,
now complete.
He's bound you in love,
he's bound you in love,
up in Jesus.
Up into the Father,
and the bonds of love,
and the bonds of love,
moving in you,
moving in you,
have faith you complete,
have faith you complete,
go all therein,
go all therein,
in faith which worketh,
in faith which worketh,
which worketh by love,
which worketh by love,
every day. Quickly he shall,
and quickly he shall,
lead you in the fullness,
lead you in the fullness,
in a twinkling of an eye,
in a twinkling of an eye,
you'll wonder how he did it,
you'll wonder how he did it,
it's the power of love,
it's the power of love,
that binds everything up,
that binds everything up,
and makes it all work,
and makes it all work,
by the highest form of God,
the most powerful nature of God
is his love.
Is his love.